Crossway today. Please join us as we worship God and hear His word.
And good, and Father, we just love to sing of your goodness this morning. Holy Spirit, let praise rise in us this morning. Let worship and desire for you, Jesus, come out of our heart. May we be able to express it freely today.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. As life endures,
Crossway, welcome to Crossway at Home on a very special day, Mother's Day 2020. A Mother's Day, Nithya, I think we're going to remember a Mother's Day still in isolation in Victoria.
We certainly are, Scott. Definitely one that we're going to remember.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Now, I was just thinking that lots of stuff out there on social media about Mother's Day today, but there's bigger news really out there in the social world. There's a wedding coming up.
There is, and Mother's Day happens once a year, and my wedding is going to happen once this year and hopefully never again. actually, that's the thing. But I'm getting married, and we've shared that news before, but what we didn't share is that Nicholas and I have decided to bring it forward.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I hear that you might be attending too.
Yeah, I think I'll be there with maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Who knows? We're speaking it into faith that at least my immediate family is going to be able to be there. But Nick and I are very excited that we'll be married.
Yeah, seriously, congratulations. Great news, and we love having you and Nick on our team.
Thank you so much.
Last year, it just happened to be that you and I hosted in the auditorium together when we were together for public worship services. And my memory is I threw to you on the platform and said, "And what have you bought for your mum for Mother's Day?" And suddenly there was a pause.
Yeah, I feel like there's a bit of a conspiracy going on, like an Ashton Kutcher gotcha kind of style. They always put Nithya up on like Mother's Day and Father's Day because they want a good show. No, I don't celebrate it that much. So no, we don't get our mum a Mother's Day gift. But this year, you had talked to me before this, so I had prepared myself and I was going to go out to the shops. But yeah, I will admit,
Hang on, there was a famous line there. I was going to go out to the shops. So, hey, mothers across the world, if you're watching today and your daughter, son, husband says, "I was going to," that's okay.
Okay, wait. I decided that when I came in, I needed to have something to give to mum. So, Ma, if you're watching this, I'm going to give you your scarf back, which I've had for last.
Happy Mother's Day, Ma.
Happy Mother's Day, Ma.
There's some beautiful flowers there, and on behalf of the Crossway team, Ma, we're sending them your way today.
That's exactly right. And you know what, Ma? You wouldn't have gotten anything quite as nice as this if I hadn't forgotten to give you a gift. So bless you and happy Mother's Day, Mother, and happy Mother's Day, Wendy, who will be my mother very, very soon.
Oh, that's very nice. Now, quite seriously, you've got a great mum. You've got a great kind of faith legacy. What do you celebrate about your mum today?
Yeah, I said this last year, but I stand by it. Mum is the best prayer. There's recent examples of this that I'm very grateful for. The other night, I felt like I was 5 years old going to my mum, telling her that I wasn't feeling well, and her coming to me and she was praying and she got out the anointing oil. I don't actually like the smell of the anointing oil, so I asked her just to use plain olive oil. but she was anointing me and she was praying for me, and sure enough, by the grace of God, I was feeling a lot better. So that is something that I will always be grateful for, the example that she has set for me and my sister, in the way that she is so faith-filled and is so works with such integrity when it comes to prayer. She doesn't ever go down a different line. She will always come to God first. So that is something that I am very, very grateful for. But Scott, you've also got a mum. What are you very grateful for your mum or thankful for?
Yeah, my mum's in Newcastle today, and in fact, special Mother's Day gift for her because the restrictions are a little bit easier in New South Wales, and so Megan and two of the girls are visiting her today.
Nice.
So that's a nice Mother's Day present. I've shipped some of the family up to visit my mum today.
That's a good gift.
My mum, the words that come straight to my mind are generous. Generous in her love, generous in her hospitality, generous just in so many aspects of her life, and loyal. She stuck with me and my brother. She sticks with people through all seasons of life. So you said faith-filled, prayerful. I've said generous, loyal. Some great words there as we celebrate mums today.
Yeah.
We also do want to recognise that today is a challenging day for some people.
Yeah.
And so you might be a mum where your children aren't around today. You might be a child where mum isn't with you today. You might be a single woman and today might be a challenging day. We're going to stand with you and we want to pray with you, particularly our service today, because we recognise that while it's a great day, a day of celebration, it can also be a challenging day as well. We're going to have some fun. You ready?
I am ready.
Now, normally, if you know the Crossway staff, Nithia is our kind of quiz queen.
Yes, quiz, I'll
wear that. Quiz chair. Nithia is always running quizzes, usually because I ask her to at the last minute. But I've got some questions for you today.
Oh, true.
And we would like you to play along at home. So you're going to get five questions on the screen. Okay, five questions on the screen. You ready
I'm
to go?
I'm ready for them. I am.
You got a pen?
I've got a pen.
I've got my Nothing Matters More notepad. Good product placement there.
You should know, Scott, the reason that I accept to be facilitating the quizzes is because I'm not a huge fan of actually answering the questions.
We better roll. Here we go. Question one. If the team can throw that up. Question one. What type of Mother's Day gift did 29% of mums say they want this year?
Oh, true.
It's a type of gift. Think isolation.
Okay.
And you've got like 10 seconds because we're on the clock today.
I'm not answering online, am I?
No,
just
you can
writing
just write it down. Play at home. Phone a friend. Ask in the lounge room. Play along with the kids. What type of Mother's Day gift did 29% of mums say they want this year? Okay. Question two. Who is this woman?
Oh, no, Andy. All right.
It's a pretty broad question, that one. Who is this woman?
I know it's not Mother Teresa, but...
No. Okay, question three. Question three. There are more than 6 million mums across the nation. What is the average age of mums giving birth in Australia today?
Ooh, yep.
There
yep.
are more than 6 million mums across the nation. What's the average age of mums giving birth in Australia?
All righty.
Got it? Confident there?
I kind of am. I was thinking about this the other day, about how much time I have.
I reckon given the answer just a little bit. Okay, question four. Good eyesight test for me here too. The verse, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, is found in what book of the Bible?
Ooh, right.
You can phone Ma.
Phone a friend.
You got that one? Confident? Yep. Okay, and last one.
Brilliant.
Are more flowers sold for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or Christmas?
Oh, yep. Yep. Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what we want to do before we come to the answers, everyone's probably got a phone at home. You might be on a tablet right now. You could be on your computer. You've got permission right now on Facebook Live. We need you to respond to us. Now, we need plenty of people to respond because it's in the fine print. You and I can't win the prizes.
Yes, that's true. And I'm pretty sure I won't be winning any prizes with my answers today.
So what we want you to do beyond the quiz is we want you to message in right now or during the service. We want you to message in something that celebrates your mum. My mum is why your mum's a legend, why she's a beautiful person, what your mum does for you. Kids, you can be a part of this. Adults, everyone can be. Grandma is... We want you to celebrate mums, grandmas, special women in your life. Message them in now.
Yeah.
And as they come through when we get to the end of our service in the post show...
Yep.
We've got some prizes, including some Uber Eats vouchers.
Keen to use those.
So mums don't need to be cooking sometime this week.
Yeah, our gift
dads,
to you.
Of course.
Of course. True. You could win.
I reckon we've quickly got time for the answers.
Nice. All right.
Really quickly. So don't forget, grab your phone, grab your tablet, send in those responses and celebrate your mum, and we'll talk to you at the end of the service.
Yes.
Here we go. Question one, 29% of mums said, in the midst of social isolation, they would like a gift that is locally sourced.
Ooh.
Locally sourced.
That was the answer.
That was the answer.
Oh, true. Bless.
What did you say?
I just thought if it was anything like my mother, it would be like prayer with the family.
So 29% locally sourced. Great to celebrate local business at this time. I'm watching the clock. We're going to go quickly. That lady was Anna Jarvis.
Oh, okay. All right.
She started Mother's Day.
Did she? Bless Anna.
Anna
Thank
was
you.
A Christian woman, a Methodist church in America, and went to the President of the United States and said, we should celebrate mums. In fact, she didn't want it to be overly commercialised. She wanted to celebrate the faith and legacy of mums.
Yes. No, I...
Who did you write down?
I wrote the leader of the suffragettes.
Close. I can, there's a,
yeah. She got the right to Mother's Day.
Then we wanted 31.3, 31 years True. And 3, 31.3.
That is lower than what I guessed. I guessed 33.
Okay.
Yes. So that was my guess for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isaiah 66.
Okay. I guessed Ruth because I thought you were doing a female theme, but no, Isaiah, bless.
And the last one, what was the question? There it is, the last question.
What was it? Yeah, was
the flowers. Which one?
I chose Christmas because I felt like it was a...
Oh, Mother's Day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 25% of all flowers sold by the average florist sold on Mother's Day.
Oh, well, you heard it here first, folks, and Ma. And
just like those beautiful flowers we bought from a local florist here this week. Well, Nithya, we've got a few things to come back to.
Yes,
so
we
don't forget, message in.
Yes, let's please message in. And we will be back with you shortly, I mean after the service, to let you know who will be going home with those Uber Eats vouchers.
We want to celebrate mums today. We also look forward to Pastor Heather bringing God's word. And I can tell you now, settle back. There is going to be some amazing worship.
Yes.
Something special happening this morning, Crossway, in terms of worship. Just get ready for it. It's going to bless you. And happy Mother's Day. Happy Women's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Bless you all.
This is living now. on today. So while we praise his name, come on, let's learn it together. And is to come. And today, God, we want to honor you. We want to give you glory because you are so worthy of all praise, God. So we thank you, God. We praise your name. We thank you, God. Holy, holy.
shall reign forever and ever. He shall reign, and he shall reign forever and ever. One name outlasts the ages through time.
Thank you.
your homes. Let's sing it together. And He shall reign.
And He shall reign forever and ever.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Favor be upon you and a thousand generations.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. In Jesus, God says yes to humanity. In Jesus, God says, I am for you, I am for you. And our declaration today to praise our great God together in lounge rooms, in backyards, in dining rooms, across our city, across our nation, across our world. That crossway, we join with the church around the globe and we sing amen, amen, amen. And we say, yes, God, we lean in to worship you today because you first said yes to us. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Father God, when all is said and done, what matters most is you love us. You are for us. You are for us. And that's not cheap love. That love cost us, cost you your son. It cost you your son. That we might know grace and freedom and forgiveness and peace and goodness and joy and purpose and meaning in our lives. We read in Isaiah 66 that as the mother comforts and nurtures and holds her child, how you comfort and nurture and care for us because you are for us. And on this day, as we celebrate Mother's Day, as we say thank you to mums, as we say thank you to women of influence, remind us afresh today that no matter where we find ourselves in life, in all seasons of life, you are for us. Whether today we feel like we're on the mountaintop or whether today we walk through a valley, you are for us. Whether today we're surrounded even on Zoom or FaceTime by family in the midst of isolation or whether in reality, we feel lonely today. Remind us that you're a God who is for us. Whatever our situation today, may it be we take our eyes off our circumstances. May it be we take our eyes off ourselves. And may we lift our eyes again to the God who is good, to the God who is for us. And we join with the church around the globe. We say amen, 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 amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Great to have you with us, Crossway. I don't know about you, but I could have just continued to stand there and let the team lead us in that beautiful worship this morning. There are more than 25 people there leading us in worship from across our campuses. And as I watch that as you watch that as we participated in worship together, well, as I struck by men and women, younger, older, all from different cultural backgrounds, all who find Crossway as their home, but all united together in worshiping the one, Jesus front and center, declaring together, amen, amen, amen. Thanks for leading us, team. Great to share with you today. As I prayed, we do want to celebrate all our mums today. We're looking forward to a great mum, Pastor Heather, bringing us the word this morning. We can look forward to that coming very soon. As we celebrate today, we recognize that we want to continue to be a church that loves others, that cares for others in our local community and beyond. Thanks again for all your generosity. It's been great to be blessing people in our local neighborhood. We set another record this week in the amount of food parcels that we delivered in Jesus' name. Great to partner with local police and council and other authorities as we share together what it means to reflect the love of Jesus at a time like this. Yeah, we're looking forward to a time in the future when we might be back together as a family, but it's really good to remind ourselves that we are relationally connected at this time and that we can bless each other, we can bless our neighborhoods. Just a reminder, everything you need to know is really there on the front page of our website. Go to crossway.org.au and you'll find everything you need to know about how you can sign up for things, seek help, seek prayer, praise God, a whole lot of things. We've got a praise section there. And this week alone, it was great to have people sending in points of praise. What were they doing? In reality, they were taking their eyes off their circumstances and they were looking upwards to God. People celebrating so many good things happening in their lives, even in the midst of isolation. So go to the website, find out everything that you need to know. Of course, our giving is online at this time. And can I encourage you to continue to lean into that, to be disciplined in that, to support each other as we pursue our exciting vision here at Crossway. Those resources continue to allow us to minister at a time like this. We're going to pray, and then after I've prayed, we're going to hear about a great new series that we're kicking off this month in the book of Elisha, around the theme of Elisha. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your generous love. Thank you for all that you continue to do for us and that we can constantly reach out to you, whatever season of life we find ourselves in. Father, as we have given online this week, or as we even do it right now on our phone or our tablet or our computer, may we see it as an act of worship. May we see it as an act of discipleship as we step in together, as we lean in, as we choose to be generous, as we choose gratitude in our own lives. Thank you for this privilege of even being together online today. Thank you for the blessing of community. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
With you and to pray for you. Our telephone lines are open for the next 30 minutes, so so why not phone us now on 03 9886 3700. To buy a copy of today's message on CD, send a cheque for $6 to Crossway Resource Centre, 2 Vision Drive, Burwood East, Vic, 3151. Remember, our telephone help is open right now for the next 30 minutes on 03 9886 3700. Our Sunday services, including Children's Church, run at 8:45 a.m, 10:15 a.m, 11:45 a.m and 6 p.m at the Crossway Centre in Burwood East. We also hold Cantonese, Mandarin, Indonesian and Korean services, plus satellite services at Craigieburn and Moreland, youth on Friday nights and young adults on Tuesdays. To help support the cost of producing this weekly radio program, send your donation to Crossway Radio Ministry, 2 Vision Drive, Burwood East, Vic, 3151. For more information about Crossway, visit us on the web at crossway.org.au. That we will rise.